Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwanis Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time. Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
It's that time of the week again, folks. Welcome to the Hank and Chain Show. This is your host, Jared Morningstar, ready to bring you another 2 hours of great music right here on FlapDaddy.com. It's been one exciting week. I've been all over the state of Michigan this week and spending some quality time up at the Straits of Mackinac. The Get Smart movie was released in theaters, and John McCain is still looking very, very old. Plus, we also have some very exciting news about the show's future in Section86.com. But right now, I'll shut up and we'll get to what you have really tuned in for. Great music. We have a ton of great songs for your listening pleasure tonight, including a starting lineup of Nirvana, John Lennon, Dollar Store, Chuck Berry, Jimi Hendrix, and the Highwaymen. And later on in the show, we'll have a very special artist feature on the legendary Warren Zevon. So get ready to kill your time with us right here on the Hank and Chain Show.
I'm Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting up. We'll be right back.
vocal DJ. Yeah, this is a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. Roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. A roll over Beethoven, 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 dig to the rhythm and blues.
We'll be right back. king had died, the way those people cried. Instead of one more broken entertainment, it struck those in his trade. He could have had it made if he'd only been a little saner. They traveled far to see him, for the humble and the high. They said goodbye as if he were a friend. Now somewhere he is smiling, all those who idolize him, but would they even recognize him if he came? Born of modest means and had outrageous dreams. They never let him rest till he fulfilled them. While he wrote that train of songs, his devils tagged along. The whiskey and the pills just couldn't kill him. He didn't mean to be a rebel. No, the real ones never do. They're born apart from ordinary men. And somewhere he is smiling on those who sanctified him. But would they even recognize him if he came back again? Familiar story, but it's a damn shame nonetheless.
They don't forgive his kind
until they lay them down to rest. And somewhere he is smiling on those who idolize him. But will they even recognize him if he came?
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. I have got breaking news from the world of Section86.com. Not only do they have great podcasts like It Burns When I Pee, Vertebreaker, and Creative Tragedy, but now they have Howard. No, 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 not Howard Stern. Howard Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live at flapdaddy.com every Friday, or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
Time can pass and time can heal, but it don't ever pass the way I feel. You went away a long time ago, and why you left I never knew. The lonely days and lonely nights, I guess the world knows I ain't
right. And when you're gone, the hours pass so slow. And now I'm still feeling blue. Yeah. And baby, since you walked out of my life, I've never felt so low. Can't help but wonder why. Ever since the day you said goodbye, no one treats me like you used to do. I hope you're out and happy now, doing up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name, I wanna die. And now I'm still feeling blue. Alright.
You're gonna top yourself when there is nobody else. How you gonna do it by yourself? Cause I'm not gonna be here to help you. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll give up my midnight creep, girl. How you gonna get that deep when your daddy ain't around here to do it to you? Yeah, how you gonna do it alone? And I don't pick up my phone. I love to give a dog a bone, but I'm not gonna stick around to help you. Hey. Yeah. All right,
remember where my baby is. I think about my baby. Remember where my baby is. Stop me thinking about my baby. Where's my baby?
Graham Parsons, The Raconteurs, Mark Lanegan. Ah, what's not to love about the Hank and Chain Show? Nothing. That's right, nothing. And thankfully, a deal is in the works to make it even easier for you all to enjoy the show, especially if you commit the unforgivable sin of missing the show on Wednesday nights. Within the next few days, a podcast version of our little show will be made available to the world. So if you ever aren't able to tune in, heaven forbid, you will be able to download the episode you missed within a few days at section86.com, the podcast home of It Burns When I Pee, the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, and now, the Hank and Chain Show. Now, as we approach our artist feature on Warren Zevon, let's do what Warren would do, get a little evil. Enjoy these upcoming deliciously sinister numbers from Jacob Dylan, Scott H. Byram, and those poor bastards right here on FlapDaddy.com.
What doesn't always have a shape? Almost never does it have a name. Maybe has a pitchfork, maybe has a tail, but evil is alive and well. It might walk upright from out of the inferno, maybe coming horseback through deep snow. It's ragged and fat, it's hungry as hell, and evil is alive and well. How evil is alive, evil is well. Evil is alive, evil is well. On your feet to the tower and yell. Evil is alive and well. Maybe too humble to want to speak. May have a blood-soaked bird in its teeth. Smoke-filled skies and bees in the well. And evil is alive and well. Now maybe in a palace, maybe in the streets. Maybe here among us on a crowded beach. It may be asleep in a roadside motel. But evil is alive and well. Now evil is alive, evil is well. Evil is alive, evil is well. Now on your feet to the tower and yell. That evil is alive, as well. Down in every ditch, up on every hill, as well. I've got my radio on, drowning the bells. When midnight's done and the day won't start, all I ever gave you was a broken heart. Well, it's hard to admit, but it's easy to tell that evil is alive and well. How evil is alive, evil is well. Evil is alive, evil is well. Now on your feet to the tower and yell. That evil is alive and well. Evil is alive. It's well. Evil is alive. It's well. Evil is alive and well. Thank you.
ticket, said I. We're not on the country, said I. Down on Big Thicket, said I. Down on South Texas, Southeast Texas, said I. Lawmen can't find me, but they know that I did it. Blood, sweat, and mud, black luck and trouble. Is going through my head. Yeah, I'm losing my mind every day. I don't listen to what they say now. Yeah, but that one thing I can't get out is it ringing and whining in my ears. In my head every night when I'm laying down in bed. Sound like this. Drive me crazy. Crazy, said you won't stay with me. Blood, sweat, and murder, black luck and trouble, handful of sorrow and a whole lot of trouble now. Blood, sweat, and murder, black luck and trouble, handful of sorrow and a whole lot of trouble now. I said, blood, sweat, and murder, black luck and trouble, handful of sorrow and a whole lot of trouble now.
Take off your dress, put on your face. Take off your dress, put on your face. I'm feeling wild. We'll spend the dough you're saving in that jar. Ignore the screams that come. Take off your face, put on your dress.
Okay, it's that time of the show for our artist feature. And as promised, get ready for a presentation of the outstanding music of Warren Zevon. Now, I could do this alone, but I'm not going to. Please welcome our Zevon co-host, the official psychology expert of the Hank and Shane Show, my brother Eric. Welcome to the show, bro.
I'm happy to be aboard.
Are you ready?
I am always ready for some good Zevon tunes.
All right, then. We'll do it live!
We'll do it live!
Warren Zevon was special for a lot of reasons. And what's interesting about him is that, while his peers knew how great he was never celebrated by the mainstream media.
Right. Well, how could he have been? Zevon captured a side of American culture that is sometimes hard to praise as we know, but he had a mastery of many concepts. He had a penchant for the darker side of the human mind when the country was only beginning to recognize the loss of its own innocence. His songs were often cynical and grotesque in their humor and indifference, but nevertheless, Zevon also represented the embittered side of the culture that yearned for the morals and romantic idealism that it had thought it lost.
Amen, and we're going to take a look at four of Zevon's major themes today, starting with his masterful use of dark humor. So let's get started with a little live Werewolves of London from his live album Stand in the Fire.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Hollered around El Kitchen Door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Brian De Palma. Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I saw a werewolf try to buy a used car at Del Mar. It was a blood red coupe d'Avella. He said he wasn't driving it to Mexico. Going down to Tijuana, gonna kill somebody in a film or something. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, and they were doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Jackson Brown walking slow down the avenue. You know it's hard as perfect. And I saw werewolves drinking a Perrier and Trader Vic's, and his hair
dressed, excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark, excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark, excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Sun with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Poland, the Thompson gunner. Poland, the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. And Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner.
Wisconsin gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hurst heard the burst of a Roland Thompson gun and bought it.
And you just finished listening to the Holy Trinity of Warren Zevon's dark humor songs, Werewolves of London, Excitable Boy, and Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner. Werewolves was obviously Zevon's lone major hit, but the fun really starts with those last two songs. Hey bro, how did you feel the first time you heard that prom verse in Excitable Boy?
Honestly, I didn't know what to think. You think you're listening to this upbeat song about a child misbehaving, and two lines later the happy piano is turned into something dark and sinister. And make no mistake, this is classic Zevon's gallows humor, laughing at anyone willing to naively accept the world as a safe and innocent place.
And Roland is a trip all on its own. Surely it makes you think of the legend of Sleepy Hollow, but it also borrows from the classic medieval French epic, The Song of Roland, which also features a Judas-like comrade who leads Roland to his own demise. And I don't know what to make of that Paddy Hurst line at the end.
Well, all we know is that she heard the burst of Roland's Thompson gun and bought it.
Touché. Now let's take a look at the outlaw side of Warren Zevon, starting with the tremendously funny Mr. Bad example.
I started as an older boy, working at the church, learning all my holy moves, doing some research, which led me to a cash box labeled Children's Fund. I'd leave the change and tuck the bills inside my cummerbund. I've got a part-time job at my father's carpet store, laying tackle stripping and housewives by the score. I loaded up their furniture and took it to Spokane and auctioned off every last Naugahyde divan. Seven deadly sins, I keep a busy schedule, trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton, and I don't have time for sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry and I don't care who I cross. I'm Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt. I like to have a good time, and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example. Counseled all my clients to plead insanity, then worked in hair replacement, swindling the ball, where very few are chosen and fewer still are called. Then on the Monte Carlo to play Chemin Fair, I threw away the fortune I made transplanting hair. I put my last few francs down on a prostitute who took me up to her room to perform the black salute. Whereupon I stole her passport and her wig and headed for the airport and a midnight flight it did. And 14 hours later I was down in Adelaide, looking through the wand at sipping Foster's in the shade. I opened up an agency somewhere down the line to hire aboriginals to work the opal mines. But I attached their wages and took a whopping cut and whisked away their workman's comp and pauperized a lot. And Mr. Bad Example, intruder in the dirt, I like to have a good time and I don't care who gets hurt. I'm Mr. Bad Example, take a look at me. I'll live to be 100 and go down in infamy. I'm not a first class.
worse for wear. I'm thinking of retiring from all my dirty deals. I'll see you in the next life. Wake me up for meals.
Case full of money from a Luxembourg Bank. We didn't stop till we got to Big Cyprus. Wandered into the Legion Hall. The sign outside said Seminole Bingo. Fell in love with the ping pong balls and the SEC. It's far behind, down in the swamp with the gators and flamingos. A long way from Liechtenstein. I'm a junk bond king playing Seminole Bingo. In the last of my triple B bonds, got a double wide on the Tamiami Trail. I parked it right outside the reservation, 15 minutes from the Collier County Jail. And the SEC is far behind. I'm down in the swamp with the gators and flamingos. Long way from Liechtenstein. I'm a junk bomb king.
Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying this artist feature of the great Warren Zevon and his music. You just listened to three great outlaw Zevon tunes, including The Spoiled Brat with Power to Kill Tale, Lawyers, Guns, and Money, followed up by the story of the Junk Bond King playing Seminole Bingo.
Yeah, it's almost impossible not to instantly think sleazy when you hear these songs. Yet, in true Zevon style, there are humorous and romantic elements as well. The latter particularly evident in Seminole Bingo, as the music engages the listener in the paranoia of a criminal on the run.
Now we're going to focus on a topic that Zevon always explored in his music, but never more so than towards the end of his life. Days before he passed away in 2003 from mesothelioma, he released his final album, The Wind, which was in many ways his goodbye to the world. On this record, he departed from his often humorous indifference towards death, and instead faced it as courageously as anyone could. These next two songs, Dirty Life and Times and Keep Me in Your Heart, both dealing with reflection and impending doom, are selections from that record.
Some days I feel like my shadow's casting me. Some days the sun don't shine. Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow's gonna bring when I think about my dirty life and times. One day I came to a fork in the road. Folks, I just couldn't go. If I tell about my dirty life and times, I had someone till she went out for a stroll. Should run after her. It's hard to find a girl. When you're living in a four-letter world,
someone with low self-esteem. Today I've eased my worried mind while I'm winding down my dirty life and times. Today I've eased my worried mind while I'm winding down my dirty life. Falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less. Keep me in your heart for a while. When you get up in the morning and you see that crazy sun, keep me in your heart for a while. There's a train leaving nightly called when all is said and done. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha. Sometimes when you're doing simple things around the house, maybe you'll think of me and smile. You know I'm tied to you like the buttons on your blouse. Keep me in your heart for a while. Hold me in your thoughts. Take me to your dreams. Touch me as I'm falling. Headed north to Pleasant Stream. Keep me in your heart for a while. These wheels keep turning, but they're running out of steam. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Keep me in your heart for a while.
Welcome back to the Hank and Chain Show as we finish up our artist feature on the truly one-of-a-kind genius Warren Zevon. Our last pair of songs represent why Zevon was indeed unlike anyone else in the history of music.
Without a doubt. And these last pair of songs also represent why Warren Zevon was popularly misconstrued as an artist merely pointing out the darkness in life. Bruce Springsteen aptly stated that Warren Zevon was a moralist in cynic's clothing. In an increasingly cynical, postmodern culture, apathy was certainly appealing for Zevon, but his style always revealed a yearning for lost morals. First up will be Zevon's French Inhaler, a song shedding a sympathetic light on a prostitute trying to make her way in the world, followed up by Indifference of Heaven,
a song that reminds us all that the hope for a better tomorrow and the tragedy of today exist simultaneously and indiscriminately. Listen and enjoy The Master at Work.
How you gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working? When your fingers are slender and frail, how you gonna get around in this sleazy bedroom town if you don't put yourself up for sale? Where will you go with your scarves and your miracles? Who's gonna know one and flattering light? You must try it again till you get it right. Baby, you'll end up with someone different. Tell me how you're gonna make your way in the world, woman, when you weren't cut out for working and you just can't concentrate and you always show up late. You said you were an actress. Yes, I believe you are. Hollywood bar. Loneliness and frustration. We both came down with an acute case. When the lights came up at 2, I caught a glimpse of you, and your face looked like something death brought you. Turn.
best indifference of heaven. The past seems realer than the present to me now. I've got memories to bless me. When the sky is gray, when is today? I remember the times when I was happy. Same old story, same old tune. They all say, someday soon, my sins will all be forgiven. A gentle rain falls on me, and all life folds back into the sea. Eternity beneath the vast indifference of heaven. They say everything's all right. They say better days are near. They tell us these are the good times, but they don't live around here. Christy don't, Bruce and Patty don't, they don't live around here.
Doesn't get any better than sitting back and enjoying the genius of Warren Zevon. Thanks, bro, for helping us out with the artist feature this week, and I hope that you'll be back with us next week as we feature the man in black, Johnny Cash.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And how could I pass up the opportunity to talk about and enjoy the music of Johnny Cash? I'll be right back here with you, same time Wednesday, when we'll do it live!
Exactly. That's how we roll. We're going to get back to great music here in a minute, but before we finish up our artist feature for this week, let's listen to Bruce Springsteen's cover of Zevon's song My Ride's Here from the tribute album Enjoy Every Sandwich, right here on the Hank and Chain Show.
I'm here, man. All right. I want to start tonight with a song in memory of my great friend Warren Zevon. Warren passed away a few days ago, but he was one of the great, great American songwriters. And I love him. I'm going to miss him very much. This is one of Warren's songs called My Ride Is Here. I was staying at the barrier with Jesus and John Wayne. I was waiting for a chariot, they were waiting for a train. The sky was full of carrion, I'll take the mazuma, said Jesus to Mary, that's a 310 to you, my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. The Houston sky was changeless. We galloped through blue bonnets. I was wrestling with an angel. You were working on a sonnet. You said, I believe the seraphim will gather up my pinto and carry us away, Jimmy, across the sand you sent on. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here.
Come on, Susan.
Ask Shelley and Keats, they were out in the street. And even Lord Byron, he was leaving for Greece. While I'm back at the Hilton, last but not least, Milton was holding his sides. He said, you bravos, you better be ready to fight, or we'll never get out of East Texas tonight. The trail is long and the river is wide, and my ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. My ride's here. I was staying at the Westin. I was playing to a draw. When in walked Charlton Heston with the tablets of the law. He said, it's still the greatest story. I said, man, I'd like to stay, but I'm bound for glory. Yeah, I'm on my way. My ride's here. 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 My ride's
change night into day. it fits you like a glove. Joy, my dream, tell me yes. Bail out should there be a mess. The pieces you don't need are mine. Take my time. I'll show you cloud nine. Take my smile and my heart, they be yours from the start. Pieces to me are mine. Have my love, use it while it does you good. Share my highs, but the times that he hurts, pain on mine. Those pieces you don't need are mine. I'll see you there on cloud nine.
kind of caught me off guard. You're probably wondering why I'm hanging out in your bathroom. Well, I figured it was the best way to get your attention. Anyway, my name is Blake Clayton, and I'm the host of It Burns When I Pee. It Burns When I Pee is a podcast about real country music. You won't find Toby Keith, Tim McGraw, or Rascal Flatts on my show. We stick our middle finger up at corporate Nashville and play the music that they don't want you to hear. On each episode, we feature an interview with a different artist, play tons of great indie music, and throw in some laughs along the way. So come on over to section86.com and download It Burns When I Pee. And like I always say, get your hank on!
distant home of another damn hurricane. Oh, sonny, tell me where you gone. Are you still dancing the purple rain? You took my little hand. You took me to your room. You taught me how to want something. I learned how to move. Oh, oh, you make me feel so. Mama had a little trouble with a thin red line. I always knew that you could understand and not undermine. You took me to your room. I let my eyes adjust. You taught me.
Broken-hearted lovers to cry the blue. I'm a big soul, I'm a big so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Clock has run out, and we're about finished this week. I hope you've enjoyed our outstanding fourth quarter run of Aerosmith, George Harrison, Jerry Cantrell, Dwight Yoakam, Jason Isbell, and Elvis Presley. The last song you heard, Studebaker, was a Warren Zevon cover performed by his son, Jordan Zevon. Jordan just released his debut album, Insides Out, on New West Records a couple of months ago. It's a fantastic album, and the Hank and Shane Show completely throws its support behind him and his recording career. Next week, as mentioned earlier, we will be featuring Johnny Cash on the Hank and Shane Show. Eric and I will be sitting down, spinning some Man in Black, and talking about his music and legacy. Remember that you can send me an email anytime to let me know what you thought of tonight's show. The email address is thehankandchainsshow@gmail.com. We are also on MySpace, and the URL is www.myspace.com/thehankandchainsshow, so look us up. Before signing out tonight, I just want to remark on the deaths of a couple of people. Usually I don't think too much about the deaths of celebrities, but when two guys as talented as they were pass on, you can't help but feel the sting. First, we lost Tim Russert, the phenomenal broadcast journalist who has become like a member of my extended family thanks to my recent obsession with MSNBC political coverage, and now a man who was every bit as intelligent as he was funny, George Carlin, has passed on, both from heart attacks and or heart failure. I don't like to get too serious on here, but make sure you take care of your hearts, folks. They give out on us way too easily. In memory of Tim Russert and George Carlin, we're going to end the show tonight with Louis Armstrong's It's a Wonderful World, as both of these guys have been contributed to making this world a little more wonderful than it would have been otherwise. Remember to tune in next week on Wednesday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Time right here on FlapDaddy.com. This is Jared Morningstar, and thanks for listening to The Hank and Shane Show. Good night.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they're like much more. And I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.